Listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
The Purple Project Podcast back again on the weekend here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer here for another Postcast Purple Project Podcast. All thanks, K-State, coming to you on this late Sunday afternoon, October 8th, 2023. Again, this is the volleyball edition of the Pro Project Podcast. Did not get to this last night. Decided to move it to right now, move it to tonight, and I'm just going to go quickly through these two games that the K-State volleyball team played in the last 2 days against Baylor on the road. And we'll start with game one here. Obviously, this series was split. K-State upset Baylor in the first game on, what was it? Friday, and let me see, today's, yeah, this is picture, sorry folks, Friday night, historic upset over Baylor as K-State rallied, well actually, as I'm looking at this, K-State rallied really late in the fifth set, K-State took the first two sets, the volleyball team did, 25-18, 25-14, and then Baylor roared back in the third set, 25-21 for set four. And then K-State with a big rally in the fifth to seal game one in an upset over Baylor in game one. Now, of course, foreshadowing, Baylor did win game two of the series, but three players did finish in double digits in this game in kills for K-State there. And, five sets there. Thursday's game marked the first top 25 win in another, check this box off the list, K-State Nation, your Wildcats, your volleyball team, first top 25 win in the Mansfield area. And you got to go back to 2018 when these Cats beat, the last time they beat the Baylor Bears there as well. K-State, 62 kills in game one, led by, guess who? Say it with me. Or do you have to get have a good guess. Aaliyah Carter, yes, sir. At 19 match high in game one. Also, she tallied up 20 digs. That was also a match high as well. 20th career double-double for Aaliyah Carter there. And Baylor, of course, they were 7-7 after this loss, but they moved back over 500, spoiler alert, again as well. Here, I'm just going to go right through some of the highlights here of the ladies. We already mentioned Leah Carter, Shaylee Myers, huge game, 14 kills, 5 blocks. Anya Clinton, 10 kills, 5 blocks. Brenna Schmidt, 8 kills, 4 blocks. As well, I do want to get K-State, Jason Mansfield, head coach of the volleyball team, in here. Talks about top 25 victory as a head coach. Coach, what do you think? Quote, it feels good. Baylor is an excellent program, consistently strong for the past decade, especially at home. Beating such a strong team on the road is always great, but even better, we play well, really well there as well. And I'm going to go right to the top. Again, this is Jason Mansfield here on the Pro Project Podcast Postcast as K-State split their games with the Baylor Bears, who were ranked 18th coming into this weekend as K-State got them in game one, 5 full sets. Jason Mansfield, quote, the biggest challenge was going into a hostile environment, knowing that the other team was going to be really good. And they were. We had a productive week of practice and knew this weekend was going to be challenging. So I was really proud of the way that we played the first few sets. I think that was the most consistent volleyball we played all season, especially to start the match. But we did it in two sets. So that was pretty incredible. While they were a strong team, that makes impressive plays. I thought we stayed consistent and played well even after they stepped up in the third and fourth sets. For us to win in five, similar to how we beat TCU. Yes, sir, they did. They did beat TCU in similar fashion, but it was the other way around. TCU jumped them two sets to none, and K-State rallied all the way back to beat them five. Remember that epic game a couple weeks ago right here at Morgan Family Arena here in Manhattan, Kansas? To know that we can achieve this, especially on the road against a great team, makes us really proud of the girls in quote there as well. So that was game one right there as well. And I said it on yesterday's podcast, postcast on soccer, right? Mike DeBeanie, if you missed out on that, please go check it out. He got his career number 300 win as a college coach in soccer. Well, this is another 300 here for K-State. Yes, they lost in four sets to Baylor Bears in game two yesterday, but Sydney Boulding got her 300th. Yes, K-State Nation, 300th career block Friday night. I guess it's going back a couple nights ago. Excuse me. So it was Thursday and Friday. There's Baylor rallied back to avoid what could have been a sweep for K-State for 3-1. Baylor took a wild first set, 29-27. Baylor again took set number two, 25-20. And then K-State got them in set three, 25-16. And then Baylor's walked away. Did not want that fifth set. Did not want that fifth set as they got them in set four and eventually took the game 25-17. Sydney Boulding again getting her 300th career block. Their huge milestone as well. Again, for those of you new to the podcast, Sydney Boulding is from Pickens, South Carolina. Credited her 300th block in just her 66th match as a K-State Wildcat with a season average this year so far of 1.53. The graduate student currently leads K-State right now as my phone is continuing to go off here on the podcast. So excuse me for that. But as it really has been all day because, for one, excuse me, I'll do another shout out of this as we get into a new week here in October on the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State, EG3 in the building, Eddie Gritter III. Chicago Marathon went down this morning, and congrats to all the finishers. I got to look at the elites, where they stacked up there, so I still got to go back and see where they finished at. I had a lot to follow on that, so congrats to all the guys, gals who finished, came across that line, and got it done at one of the world majors of running the Chicago Marathon in 2023. Congrats to you guys out there. I have more later on in the week. But yes, Boulding is the second Wildcat to reach 300 blocks this season, joining her fellow teammate Katie Bernholtz, who is now just four blocks away from joining the Cats' top 10 rally scoring in the rally scoring area there as well. There was a tweet about that as well. So Sydney Boulding, who came back, of course, for that extra year, thanks to the whole COVID deal there as well, did a great job there as well. And I'm going to go back to Jason Mansfield here. Jason Mansfield, from his overall statement of the series, and really particularly of this match, we're focusing on that. Quote, "I'm really proud of how we came to play in the first set. These back-to-back matches are both physically and mentally tough, but I thought we showed up tonight after last night's battle. Baylor tried some different serves and tactics on offense that we struggled to adjust to in the first two sets. The third set was more in line with how we know how to play, and we had our chances in the fourth. I truly believe we grew a lot as a team this week, and I am excited to get back in the gym and keep trying to find ways to get better." End quote. That's what you want as a head coach of any sport, whether that's volleyball, football, baseball, etc. Right? You want a coach that wants to get better in game in and game out. Of course, it's going to do that. Let me see. That's, yeah, okay. There we go. Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once here. Now I got what I want up here as well. Before we get into the standings here of where the K-State women's volleyball team is. Oh, boy. Okay. Yeah, now I got it. Now I want. All right. So the players in this game, Aaliyah Carter, who had a great series, 21 more kills in game two, blocks three, Anya Clark. Oh, my God. I did it again. I knew it. Anya Clinton. Dang it. I'll go back to that real quick. I do want to, I mean, it's the same thing because they both have the same initials, AC and AC, right? So Aaliyah Carter, 21 kills, 3 blocks. Anya Clinton, kills, 9, had a block in this game. I had to take my time because I say the name twice on the internet. I have done it again here on this podcast. Shaylee Myers, Great series for her. 9 kills, 3 blocks. We mentioned Sydney Bolding added 2 aces in game 2, 5 blocks, and of course 6 kills there as well. And of course that includes the milestone 300th block for Sydney Bolding in this game. All right, so now we turn our attention to the standings, right? That's what I want to get to here before we close this postcast out. Eddie Greer, once again, for the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Yes, stay tuned for my reaction to the bad loss down in Stillwater. That's going to be coming up here in a little while here. Well, in a couple hours, I'll have my reaction to that. It's probably not going to be too long because I didn't watch the game, but I did go back and scan at some things from K-State, and that was ugly. But anyways, volleyball here real quick. K-State with the loss, with the split over Baylor, now 300. No, man, 300's on the brain this weekend. 500 in conference. Yes, I'm sorry. 500 in conference play, 3-3. Oh, man, see, now we're getting the theme. Now we're finishing off the theme this weekend with the whole 300 thing here on the podcast. But 3-3 in the Big 12 Conference. Almost did it again. 9-6 overall is K-State women's volleyball as they're right in the smack in the middle of the standings. Texas and UCF. Yeah, UCF, impressive here to begin 2023. Right there with Texas as the only unbeaten in the conference. Then you got Iowa State by themselves. 4-1, TC 4-2, and then this tier, BYU 3-2. Then you get the KU, K-State, your Wildcats, 3-3. Houston, Cincinnati, Baylor, all 2-3. Texas Tech 1-5. And we got two other teams that have not yet won a conference game. That belongs to OU and West Virginia, 0-5 for those cats there as well. So next up for K-State women's volleyball, Jason Mansfield and co, Sydney Bolding and Leah Carter, Iowa State at home on the 11th. And I believe as I'm sitting here finishing up this postcast, that is a Wednesday match, folks. Wednesday night match. Show up, show out for your cats here as they try to take down Iowa State. Where's Iowa State? Again, I mentioned them. Iowa State is third, well, right now by themselves, 13-3. So another tough opponent coming into Morgan Family Arena. So looking forward to that. But congratulations, though, to the volleyball team this week, at the back end of the week, for getting that done. So Jason Mansfield, definitely work is in progress for sure for Jason Mansfield and company here as they look now to try to take down Iowa State in the middle of the week. Coming up this week, the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Get it wherever you get your podcast. We're on iTunes, Spotify, and a few more other podcast platforms as well. Wow, a lot of threes in this episode of the podcast. But really, seriously, though, 300 is the number this weekend. You knew it kind of. Well, I didn't know about Mike DeBeanie's until I read it when K-State won, the soccer team won their game the other night. And that popped up. It was like, huh? Seriously? So, and of course, Sydney Bolding was getting closer to her mark there as well. And she achieved it on the road. So congratulations to both Mike DeBeanie, the head coach of the women's soccer team, and Sydney Bolding, one of the best in the Big 12 for getting their achievements this weekend. That's going to wrap things up for right now on this postcast edition of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State. Huge week once again for K-State all across the board. Volleyball this week. Soccer's back in play, I believe, early this week. I believe tomorrow as well. Let me check real quick here before we sign off on the pod. Golf begins the Big 12 Match Play Championships tomorrow. Yep, soccer back at it on the road against 7th-ranked BYU. What a task for them right there. Volleyball, as I mentioned, on Wednesday. Tennis on Thursday. And soccer again on Thursday. Back here in Manhattan, take on West Virginia. And, of course, can K-State find the answer on the football field? Coming Texas Tech. They got to go back on the road with another hostile environment. Texas Tech, and I better save myself for the football pods because this is going to go longer if I go down that road. But we're going to stop it right there, put a pin on it for right now. Eddie Greer III, Alex A. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. We look to talk to you again here this week. Stay tuned for the reaction pod of K-State's loss to Oklahoma State on Friday night.
Thanks. for listening to the Purple Project Podcast. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk to you all on the next episode of the Triple P Podcast. Go Cats!